Jackson Murphy, a.k.a. Lights, Camera Jackson, began his career as a movie critic at the age of 7 and a half, doing reviews in our region. He's talked movies and made award predictions on Fox and Friends, The Today Show, The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, and The Early Show. A lot of shows. Following which he was signed on as a contributing critic on the CBS program. He's currently the mind behind the entertainment website Lights, Camera Jackson. He joins us this morning to talk about the best of film, and maybe the lousy film, too, of 2018. And it's a great pleasure to welcome Jackson Murphy to the program this morning. How are you, sir?
I'm great, Joe. I love the music, too.
Yeah.
Thank you for choosing that.
Well, there's people who do that. Sarah and Mike take care of that. Welcome.
Thank you.
To have you on the program.
Thanks for having me.
So before we get to your list, just give us a sense of how you got into this.
I had been going to a lot of local events for the local Radio Disney station that used to be around here when I was 6 and 7 years old, talent shows, movie screenings, and I had an interest in movies since I was really young, loved the entire experience and talking about movies with people. The DJs at Radio Disney picked up on that, and they said, how about you do some movie reviews? So I started that in January of 2006 when I was 7, and then I was on local TV for 5 years and newspapers, and now currently I'm a member of the Broadcast Film Critics Association and SAG-AFTRA, so it is our busy award season time of year.
So you've put together a list for us, which is on our website. It's on your website, I assume?
Yes.
Best movies of 2018, worst movies of 2018. There's 10 on each list. We probably won't get to all of them, so we'll hopscotch. Would you like to start with worst or best?
Let's start with the best. Let's tell people the good.
All right. Sounds good. Now, we can either start from the bottom and work our way up, or we can just sort of mish around, if that's okay.
I can quickly go through like
go
10 to 6, something like that, and we'll go through more.
Sure.
So number 10 is a film called Eighth Grade, which was an indie that came out in the summertime that's really good. Bo Burnham's first film and young Elsie Fisher. It's a star-making role for her. Number 9 is a movie I love, Annihilation. It came out in February. Natalie Portman is so good. It's a sci-fi thriller. Did you see Ex Machina?
Yeah, Alex Garland.
Yeah.
He was a great novelist, and now he's a great filmmaker.
Yes. Second film, fantastic. Incredibles 2 is number 8, Dynamite. I think in a lot of ways it's even better than the first Incredibles movie, which I didn't think Pixar could do, but they really pulled it off. And then number 7 is A Star is Born, which, Bradley Cooper, Lady Gaga, they're guaranteed Oscar nominees.
Great directing,
yes.
Great acting, we know the story, that's fine.
Emotional impact and the songs.
Yeah.
And number 6 is Christopher Robin, and it is a bizarre little trip to the Hundred Acre Wood.
I did not like this movie, but I like that you liked it.
Yeah, I think Mark Forster, when he's good, he's good. World War Z, Finding Neverland, Stranger Than Fiction, this is the CGI on Pooh and the characters is really good. You didn't buy it?
I didn't buy it. You know what, I'm very much a Pooh. Pooh purist.
Mm, okay.
And so I had some issues. But I like the idea that people enjoy it.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. We can have disagreements but still respect each other's
opinions.
That's
good stuff.
That's a beautiful thing.
All right. Then go on. Let's continue.
We'll go to number 5, The Ballad of Buster Scruggs. If you have Netflix, you need to watch this.
It's great
the
film.
Latest Coen Brothers movie, and it's 6 stories packed together. I guess it was supposed to be a TV series originally, and they decided, let's make it a movie. So great decision on their part.
I was talking to Sean Stone about this just before you came in. And this was something that I've had people tell me to avoid, that they hated. I've had people tell me that they love it. It was the best thing they saw. I sat down. I loved it.
Yeah.
I just thought it was amazing.
Tim Blake Nelson is fantastic. Yes.
Good stuff.
Number 4 is a film I came out of and said, this has to be on my list at the end of the year. And that's Ready Player One.
Yep.
Steven Spielberg knocks it out of the park. The Post was my number 1 of last year. And now Spielberg's on it again with Ready Player One.
Ernest Cline wrote a great novel. This is a great adaptation of that novel and very fun.
Yes, absolutely. And third is Science Fair. This is a documentary that people need to see. It's about all these kids who compete in this global science competition. I think they had it in California. And I watched this movie, and I could watch it another 20 times and just enjoy it. It feels so real, and that's what great documentaries should be. They should feel real.
Now, the next film not only did I not see, I haven't heard about until I saw it on your list.
Okay.
I had to look it up. I had to Google it.
It is Mirai.
This is
the best animated movie of the year. It is a foreign animated film, a Japanese animated film. It looks at childhood and parenthood in a fantastical yet so real way. I love this movie. It's nominated for the Critics' Choice and the Golden Globe for Best Animated Feature. It has to be up for the Academy Award as well.
All right. And then finally, your top movie of 2018.
Also happened to be my most anticipated for the year, and that's Mary Poppins Returns. It is practically perfect in every way. Emily Blunt is dazzling. The songs and the story, it's so personal, and it mirrors the original so well. A lot of people I've heard say don't like this movie. They don't get how close it is to the original and how intentional that was and how beautiful it is.
Yeah. And Rob Marshall can screw a movie up, but he did well here.
He did. Did really well here. I wasn't a huge fan of Into the Woods, so yeah. I had some reservations going into this, but they really did well with Mary Poppins.
Lin-Manuel Miranda, Ben Whishaw, who I love.
Mm.
So good.
Yes.
Well, that's great. So Mary Poppins Returns, top of the list for best movies of 2018. All right, let's go to the real crap.
Woohoo! Yeah, the really bad stuff. Yeah.
All right. And I've seen some of these, but I'm interested in what you have to say. Let's begin where?
Number 10. Let's do it.
Okay.
The 1517 to Paris. This is the first Clint Eastwood movie that came out this year. And I didn't even think when I walked out of it that Clint Eastwood had directed this movie. It didn't feel like he did. It's a lot worse than The Mule. I like The Mule, which is out right now. This was just a painful experience for me because it's dry. It's a really dry movie.
Now, I thought it was interesting because the actual people who thwarted the attack on that 1517 to Paris.
Right.
Are the actors in the film.
They are.
And so they're not actors.
Correct.
They're heroes. They're real life heroes.
Honorable men, yes.
I found that fascinating. And also when I read into the history of that there is some precedent for this in filmmaking where people, real life heroes, would star as themselves in movies. I found that to be fascinating. And I enjoyed it. I thought it was now I don't know why they couldn't have done a documentary. I didn't get that. But I did have to say, in the time I spent in the theater, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was an interesting decision that Eastwood made.
Yeah.
I just, because they're not trained actors, they didn't embrace the movie aspect, let's say.
No.
Of reenacting that experience.
I would agree with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. But sort of a novelty.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
All right. Mile 22 is my number 9.
Okay.
Mark Wahlberg, Peter Berg. They really did well with Patriots Day.
Yep.
I thought Deepwater Horizon wasn't great, but it was okay. This one was just dull. It was watching it. John Malkovich, it's a wasted supporting role. I was not a fan of this.
Very loud.
Tons of action. And short.
Loud.
It's a 90-minute movie, and they want to make a sequel, but nobody went, so it's not going to happen.
We're not going to have Mile 23.
No.
All right. Then,
The Happy Time Murders.
Yep.
This was the Henson movie that wasn't a real Muppet movie, that wasn't from Disney and all that, with Melissa McCarthy, who's so good in Can You Ever Forgive Me? But this was a summer bust with an adult Muppet puppet movie that just didn't do well at the box office either, and not a quality, funny film.
And directed, as you mentioned, the Henson connection.
Yeah.
Was directed by Brian Henson, of course, Jim Henson's son.
His son, yeah.
Okay, then Venom.
Oh, gosh. Venom was a mess. The last 2 minutes, which feature a surprise cameo, are the best 2 minutes in the entire movie, but it made a lot of money, so Sony's going to continue with this franchise, even though they shouldn't, because there's just nothing there. There's nothing there, Joe.
Nothing there. I like Tom Hardy, but he can be Mr.
Tom Hardy. Locke. I tell people Locke is an amazing movie with Tom Hardy. They have to find it.
Now, we just had, as I mentioned, we had Sean Stone in a moment ago, and he was, he saw Bumblebee by choice. He wasn't expecting to like it, but he said he liked it more than most of the Transformer movies.
It is just as bad as some of the Transformers movies because it tries to infuse all this corny humor and the situations, and they just don't work. This is directed by Travis Knight, who did Kubo and the Two Strings, an amazing animated movie, and the transition to live action here doesn't work.
Now, the reason he didn't want to see that he went to see Bumblebee is so he didn't have to see your next film, which is Aquaman.
Yeah, which is just a little bit worse, yes. Aquaman is a rough experience to watch. Yes, this is 2 hours and 23 minutes of your life that you will never get back. Believe it or not, so Julie Andrews has a cameo in Aquaman. She voices a character in it. She chose that over Mary Poppins Returns, clearly for a spoonful of cash for Aquaman. Yeah.
And then a movie that I intensely disliked. The Spy Who Dumped Me. Wow. But I wanted to like it because I love Kate McKinnon.
Kate McKinnon was so good in Ghostbusters. I remember when I saw Ghostbusters, and a lot of people did as well, and they said, oh my gosh, Kate McKinnon is now a star. And I said, haven't you been watching SNL for the past three years? She's always been really good. Yeah. So yeah, she's wasted here. Mila Kunis, Justin Theroux. It was a disaster.
Then we also talked about this with Sean Holmes and Watson.
I just saw this the other day. I saw it Christmas morning.
Yeah,
a
sorry.
Little lump of coal. Thank you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
My apologies.
Lump of coal. Will Ferrell, John C. Reilly. There's nothing there. It's an hour and a half. They shot this movie 2 years ago. It's been in the can for almost 2 years. Rebecca Hall, who is so good in a film called Christine that people need to look up, is wasted. So many other good people. Steve Coogan. Steve Coogan and John C. Reilly are in another movie coming out called Stan and Ollie, where they play Laurel and Hardy. It's a little better than this.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Now, Red Sparrow comes in as number two on your list. I found this movie to be, I will say, the only thing I can give it is that I found it, it stayed with me for a long time, but not in a good way.
Yeah, I saw this. This came out Oscar weekend. Yeah. And I was just like, why did I waste my time doing this instead of doing more Oscar analysis? This is a bad movie. The first, there's an opening sequence that's actually pretty good, and then from there you can leave. Because in this age of the Me Too movement and all the things going on in Hollywood, it makes men and women look terrible. If you watch it and break down this movie, it is a disgusting film at times. I felt offended.
And then finally, which will get your award, if you will, for worst film of 2018.
Easy choice, Tag. Tag came out in June, and I felt I was severely offended by this film. Not only is it unfunny, but it makes fun of people with disabilities and with miscarriages. It tries to make light of that. It is ridiculous. The concept is a true story about these guys who, 40-year-old guys who play tag once a year for a month's period of time. But they could have done that as a documentary. They could have taken that storyline in so many different ways. Instead, it's the goofiest, wackiest, most ridiculous way possible, and nothing works.
And has a good cast. Jeremy Renner.
Yes.
John Hamm.
That's right.
Ed Helms is in it.
Ed Helms is in it. Rashida Jones is
in
it.
Yeah. It has a good cast.
It is a good cast, but it was bad. Tag, it is it for worst movie of 2018.
Now we have less than a minute, but so let's real quick talk. Is there anything that isn't on the best of list that we should really be watching out for as far as award time? I know the Golden Globes are, in a week and a half, and then we'll start the Oscar race. What should we be watching out for?
Yeah, I mean, I'll be at the Critics' Choice Awards, which is on the CW Sunday, January 13th at 7 p.m. I will be there. I think this is my seventh time going to the Critics' Choice Awards and seeing the stars. And I have to say, it is my number one movie, but I have to say, give Emily Blunt a chance for lead actress. I think she can pull it off. Julie Andrews did it 50 years ago. If the vote split of Glenn Close and Lady Gaga, I can absolutely see Emily coming in there as your lead actress winner. Critics' Choice, Globes, SAG, and then the Academy Awards. I'm really hoping,
Joe. It'll be an exciting two and a half months.
2.5 months.
He is the man behind Whites, Camera, Jackson. You can check. There's dashes in there. Whites, Camera, Jackson.
Yes,
you can find the website.
Whites-Jackson.com, yes.
We also have the link on our website, wamc.org/roundtable. Jackson, it's a great pleasure to have you here.
Thank
you very much
so
for
much,
sharing
Joe.
With us.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
It. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.